Proclamation number 4830 of 5th of February, 1950. Battle between light and darkness. A constant battle rages between light and darkness, and there is not a being on earth which does not feel this battle, for no being is free but oppressed by some force which it has to defend itself against. The human being feels this struggle the most because he becomes aware that he is in bondage, because what he strives for is something other than what he experiences. Only, as a human being, he can also kill this consciousness, or he can strive for the same thing, which grants him life. Then he stands on the side of the power of darkness, for the power of light grants something other than what earthly life gives. Man must fight against the earthly because it belongs to the kingdom of darkness. Man must fight for the kingdom of light. He must stand on the side of the power which is light itself. The struggle between light and darkness is therefore synonymous with the struggle of the spiritual from the depths to the height. It is synonymous with the overcoming of earthly matter on the part of man in order to attain spiritual good. Furthermore, it is synonymous with the transformation of the being, which is initially full of urges and desires, into love with all its virtues. It means, as it were, the transformation of the spiritual being, which acknowledged the adversary of God as Lord and now detaches itself from him in order to belong to God. It therefore means that God himself confronts his adversary in order to wrest from him the spiritual which the latter wants to appropriate illegally. And the light will be victorious. God will conquer his adversary. With his help he will assist all spiritual beings so that they will release themselves from his control. He and with him all spiritual beings full of light will stand on the side of the helpless spiritual beings enslaved by God's adversary in order to redeem them. The power of God and of light alone would suffice to render the adversary harmless and to lead the spiritual substance to the light, yet the adversary's free will stands in opposition to this, and therefore a battle must be waged. Not in order to break the will but in order to change it. But such a battle can only be won through love. Otherwise it would have ended long ago with success. Yet this battle between light and darkness is not decided by power but only by love, which must be so strong that it bends the will, that the will allows itself to be defeated by love. Love wrests from the adversary what he holds bound. Love is the weapon of battle that the adversary is no match for. Love is God himself to whom he must submit. Where love is weak, God's adversary has the upper hand. Darkness rages there and seeks to displace the light. Earthly life is a path through dark territory which is to be illuminated by the human being himself, who has to shape himself into love in order to chase away the darkness around him. He himself must lead the battle against darkness, against everything that is part of God's adversary is being connected to earth. He must let love flare up in him, and since this signifies the presence of God himself, he will pass every battle against darkness victoriously. The human being himself brings the battle of light against darkness to an end, yet only ever with the help of God in the beings of light, whom he makes his fellow combatants through love, who win every battle against the darkness. Amen.